What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. So we're talking about this story where the Huffington Post got tricked by this South African gentleman who was posing as a feminist activist. He created a fictional persona of this feminist woman, even had a picture that he submitted, and convinced the Huffington Post to publish the article saying white males should have their voting rights removed. And that triggered a huge response to the Huffington Post saying, what a ridiculous thing to be saying. And the editors at the Huffington Post said, no, there's merit to this. It's a possibly good, we should consider this. Then they found out that they got tricked, that this feminist author didn't really exist. And so the Huffington Post editors have tracked this gentleman down and raised a ruckus at his workplace, and the guy lost his job as a result. Now, my question is, it was the editors at the Huffington Post who first published the article and then defended it. When do they get fired? When do they lose their jobs? Another article here, we are enemy, left media desperate to redirect attention from the enemy to their enemy, which is the independent media, and they're talking about the latest smear job from PBS about how you can't trust anything on the internet. You should only trust the corporate-owned and controlled media. They're the real news. And, of course, we're seeing social media like Google and Facebook. They're starting to put little buttons on their posts you can hit to say this is fake news. And, of course, people who are being exposed by the independent media, they can hire public relations firms to have hundreds of people stop by and push that button and label it fake news. What we really need is a liar button, a fake news button, on the corporate media talking heads and on all the politicians. Just right here, smack dab in the middle of the forehead. And when they open their mouths and we know they're telling us something ridiculous, like Assad gassed his own people, we say, lie. We do lie and lie again. And, oh, the button is sticking. Let me get a baseball bat. I'll get that button unstuck. And I got an email from somebody who's over in Sweden. I'm kind of hoping he's going to call into the show, but we're going to do the story now anyway. And apparently it is an independent network running in Sweden. And they're out there talking about exposing the anti-Russia propaganda. And they are now under attack by their equivalent of the corporate media. And apparently, Sweden's feminist government is now talking about outlawing the independent media entirely. And that is a coming trend. They're trying to find some way to put the blinders back on you, to put the earplugs back in your ears, so that only what they want to pipe to you is all that you will know. They want to get you back into that matrix. Too many people have escaped the matrix. Too many people have taken the red pill. Now, the other day, we were talking about polls saying that every time Trump drops a bomb, his poll numbers go on up. And I said, I'm really having a hard time believing that. And so apparently over at the public policy polling went on out, and somebody may have thought this was funny. Who do you have a better opinion of, United Airlines or President Trump? And imagine the surprise when the poll numbers came back that people had a better opinion of United Airlines than they do of President Trump. So that may be a real indicator of what's going on. Now, Paul Craig Roberts has come on out with a story about the Oklahoma City bombing after 22 years, basically recapping that we don't really know exactly what happened there, only that the official story simply didn't make sense. And he talks about Benton Parton, a U.S. military explosives expert who was the first one to go public saying, no, the damage to the Murrah building did not come from a Ryder rental truck full of fuel oil and fertilizer. And there are audio recordings indicating the use of cutter charges inside the building itself. There is testimony from somebody who survived the bombing saying that he felt the building shake 2 seconds before the truck bomb went off. And because he was from California and he thought it was a quake, he got under his desk, and that's the reason he survived. And on the day of the Oklahoma City bombing, it was all over the corporate media. They'd found additional bombs. They were defusing additional bombs. And then 2 weeks later, it was all gone. Oh, no, there were no additional bombs. We don't know where you got that. Now, there's a lady named Connie Chung. She's been a figure in TV journalism. And I actually knew her and worked with her back in Los Angeles at the Channel 2 CBS affiliate there when she was doing the news. And I was involved in something over in the tech side, but I was still in my career as a magician. So I'd stop by the newsroom and I'd make her obscene balloon animals, which she thought was really funny. She was there in Oklahoma City. And this was a lady with a long career and a reputation. And she asked the fire department chief about a report that the fire trucks had been parked around the Murrah building before the blast went off. 24 hours later, she'd lost her job. And we haven't seen a whole heck of a lot of Connie Chung ever since. I understand how you feel, Connie. They did the same exact thing to me. But again, we live under a government that rules us through lies, fraud, and deception. And it's time to decide if that is an acceptable form of governance. It certainly isn't for me. The only government I will respect, acknowledge, obey is the one that's described in that Constitution and the Bill of Rights, not one that tries to constantly trick me into doing things that are illegal, immoral, unethical, especially war. We're going to do a quick shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. And I want to start our section on the economy with a little bit of a clarification, because I made a mistake the other day. I was talking about how Dodd-Frank was the bill that was passed that yanked Glass-Steagall, and I got my bills confused, and I had some very alert, sharp listeners who corrected me on that. The bill that repealed Glass-Steagall was the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act. That was passed in 1999. That's the one that got Citigroup out of trouble for violating Glass-Steagall and opened the door to all of these banks all of a sudden starting to merge customer deposit banks with investment banks and allowed the investment banks to engage in high-risk investment with their depositors' money, which was exactly what Glass-Steagall was supposed to prevent, because it was that very behavior that had passed the Wall Street crash of 1929 onto ordinary American people. Now, what Dodd-Frank is doing is it was sold on the idea of regulations that would prevent another meltdown, which seems to have failed because everybody's now looking at the subprime auto loans as being the next big bubble to take the system down. But the Dodd-Frank rules targeted large banks, but small businesses are more likely to borrow from small banks. And the Trump administration is claiming the Dodd-Frank regulations prevent banks from lending more to small businesses. The way it's written, it doesn't really do that. The biggest impediment to small banks is the low interest rate climate that prevailed since the financial climate. Now, Trump's cabinet members say that banks no longer need the additional rules and supervision. They're always saying that. And they're saying the banks have got enough capital to withstand any crisis. And but the banks are only so well capitalized because of Dodd-Frank. Now, Danielle DiMartino Booth is out there saying why subprime auto loans may be the next big short. So a lot of people are out there saying that the auto loan industry could bring down the economy. It's a giant Ponzi scheme. It's running on fumes. It's all make-believe money. And the private central banks, by design, create more debt than money to pay that debt. And everybody has known this was a problem ever since the creation of the Federal Reserve. But each succeeding administration just kicks that can on down the road. We're at the end of the road. That's why they're talking about plundering the American people, the cashless society, negative interest rates. Because in the end, ordinary people are going to be forced to pay for the crimes, corruptions, and miscalculations, stupidity of the ruling class. Now, here's a very alarming article coming out of Zero Hedge. Private equity is now setting its sights on a new funding victim, the mom-and-pop 401ks. And this is after laying ruin to the defined benefit pension plans of public and private employees in the past several decades. Wall Street now wants to go after the mom-and-pop 401ks because, after all, they've done such a wonderful job on the public and private pension funds. But again, they weren't concerned with the pensioners. They were concerned with profits. And privatization is always a disaster for ordinary people because they're taking away government functions that are supposed to be aimed at protecting the public and turning them over to private corporations who see them only as another opportunity for profit. And it's just incredibly corrupt. Now, Portland's had a really good idea. They're going to raise taxes on businesses that pay their CEOs 100 times more than the workers. And yes, the wealth inequality is that bad in much of the country where CEOs are being paid huge sums of money and ordinary people are going hungry. And that, too, is a symptom of fascism. But Portland's got the right idea. I'm sure that there's going to be a legal challenge. And the corporations will find some way to pay their CEOs 99 times what the average worker is making, and then find some other way to shovel more wealth at their CEOs. Now, Verizon's profit is sinking as it loses its wireless subscribers. Because their quality is in decline, unfortunately. I'm getting ready to look at a new cell phone out here on Oahu, and I was looking at who's got the best coverage and service, and they're saying it is AT&T, which is who I'm with right now. But all of our infrastructure is overstressed. It's oversubscribed. They haven't been keeping up with the increase in customers, and that leads to saturated cell towers, calls that do not go through. Another little article over here at governmentslaves.info. 65% of Americans lose sleep over money issues. Yeah. We're all hurting. We're all suffering out here. We're all the victims of this oligarchy. Now, we found a very interesting website. It's over at educateyourself.org, and we put up the link, The Fiscal Burden of Illegal Immigration on Californians. And it's a very good infographic on what immigration is actually costing the people of California. But a good reason to visit this link is because at the bottom of the page, they have other links that go to the other states. And I was rather surprised how many illegal immigrants we have living here in Hawaii and how much they're costing the taxpayers. It's a major, major problem. Another article here from Breitbart, 9 shocking facts about our border with Mexico. And maybe a wall would be a good idea. It's common for the bodies of dead migrants to be found after starvation and exposure on U.S. soil. It's a very, very long trail. The entire border has been broken down into regions or turf controlled by Mexican narco cartels, who very often are using the illegal immigrants to bring illegal drugs into this country. One U.S. border sector, Tucson, has Mexican cartel scouts operating deep within the United States itself, trying to find new pathways. And apparently, U.S. law enforcement along the border are afraid to be targeted by these cartels. They're being scared off from enforcing the immigration laws. U.S. gangs are acting as enforcement and smugglers for Mexican cartels, and this occurs along the border and as far north as Minnesota. It's just this giant machine to bring illegals into the country. Public corruption of both U.S. politicians and law enforcement officers is common along the border. Mexican cartels are paid and fueled by illegal immigration, No one crosses the border without paying those cartels. It's a criminal operation. Some factions of the Gulf and Los Zetas cartels routinely make as much or more from illegal immigrants than they do from the narcotics themselves. And illegal immigrants are often kidnapped by the cartels they're paying for permission to cross the border into the U.S. It's an ugly, ugly reality. And something should be done about it. Now, one possible contributing factor, and this is another article out of Investment Watch blog, did Obama let MS-13 slide to bolster support for the Democrats? Because we know a big problem that the open borders has created is the criminal super gang MS-13 has rapidly increased their population inside the United States. Now, they've got a 30-year history of crime. And Donald Trump appears to be the first president to attempt a serious takedown. Under Obama, several fiscal targeting operations were attempted to reduce the money supply into MS-13 and massive operations put in place against some of the members, six to be precise. We've become a nation beset by crime, from the border to Washington, D.C. itself. And here is the real kicker. Story out of Rents.com, there's been a new leprosy outbreak in Nigeria. And the same area of Nigeria also has a major fatal meningitis outbreak. And Nigeria is a major source of the African refugees going into the United States and Europe. Now, as we mentioned on that phone call, Sunday starts the first round of elections in France, and the establishment, the Eurozone, they're all gunning against Marine Le Pen. Article out of Catan.com, hunting for Easter fascism, campaign against Le Pen is in full swing, and the main reason for criticism of Le Pen is because bankers and European bureaucrats, Brussels technocrats and financial lobby, they all have huge power, and they don't want to lose it. And they don't care what the will of the people are. That's not how they got to be powerful, by being concerned with what ordinary people want. They're empire building. And all empires eventually fall. Now, another article, this one out of Investment Watch blog, high probability of Le Pen winning. Attacked by 25 pseudo-Nobel economists, including the always wrong Stiglitz. In other words, part of the propaganda against Marine Le Pen is that if she wins the presidency, France's economy is going to collapse immediately. And as if that's not bad enough, French leftist anarchist philosopher Michel Onfray is claiming if Marine Le Pen wins the presidency, it will spark immediate riots all over France. There'll be angry marching in the streets. Just like there was when Trump won. Now, obviously, the terror attack in France, which is now being blamed on ISIS, is only going to strengthen her position that France's borders need to be closed. And that may swing a lot of votes in her favor. One of her opponents, Marcon, was out there saying that maybe they should call off the French election for a little while. Because of the terror attack. That idea did not gain any traction here. And apparently Barack Obama, despite all this constant whining about Russian interference in the U.S. election, Barack Obama is over there interfering in the French presidential election by calling up Emmanuel Macron and giving him an implicit endorsement just days before the vote. Now, Marcon put the comments on Twitter, but Obama came on back and said, it isn't really meant as an endorsement, but I hope you win. So he's walking a very, very thin line. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Yeah. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Getting on back to Paris and the terror attack. Apparently, ISIS is claiming the attack on the French police in Paris and identified the attacker as Abu Yusuf al-Baljiki. And as I said, this is going to actually work in Marine Le Pen's favor because it hammers home the point that the open borders represent a threat to every country that is forced to keep its borders open. The damage is economic, it's political, it's cultural, it's a danger to health. We are seeing diseases introduced to the United States and Europe that had previously been eradicated, and now they're being brought back. And there is a real problem with somebody who is infected with leprosy but not showing symptoms coming on in and bringing back leprosy. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's almost like we're going back to the Dark Ages because of all this money junkie madness. Now then, speaking of terror attacks, as you know, there was an incident where there was a bus in Dortmund. There was a terror attack. And apparently they've arrested a German-Russian citizen. And apparently the attack on the bus had nothing to do with terrorism and everything to do with a stock scam. And so this was had nothing to do with Islamic extremism. And the prosecutors are saying this guy carried out the attacks. Sergey W. is all he's being identified as. Because he bought a large number of put options for shares of Borussia Dortmund, which would have entitled him to sell the 15,000 shares at a predetermined price, even if they fell dramatically in the event of an attack. In other words, it's a short sell. And if the stock price goes down, he can basically replace the stocks, and he makes a huge amount of money. This was a stock scam. And I'm wondering how many people who engage in short selling, like George Soros, will engineer events to sabotage the price of the stock that they're selling short to make a fast buck. Because we have here a case where, yeah, it's something that actually does happen. Now, here's a very alarming statistic. This is from governmentslaves.info. Every year in this country, 50,000 people, 50,000 are sent to the hospital from injuries they suffer at the hands of the police. And this gets back to that graphic at the top of whatreallyhappened.com. In 1961, Robert Kennedy declared a war on organized crime. In 2017, it looks like organized crime has won. And the police seem to be part of that. Using the civil forfeiture laws, they're stealing more from the American people than the robbers, muggers, and burglars put together. They're murdering more innocent Americans than all the terror attacks put together. Another article, this one came out of Natural News, saying that the war on drugs is based on fake science. And they're talking about all these cases that have come on up where these police labs are faking the results of drug tests and sending people to prison on charges of drug possession. They put out one like Annie Ducan, who pleaded guilty to systematically faking lab science that sent over 24,000 people to prison. And 20,000 of those convictions are about to be thrown on out. It's all lies, fraud, and deception. It's all illusion. Now, up in Oregon, there's a state senator who's trying to pass a version of the law that California has already done and Illinois is in the process of doing it, where guns can be confiscated without due process. The law basically allows any police officer or civilian to ask a court to confiscate the firearms of a family member if that person may be at risk of suicide or domestic violence. And the person whose guns are being seized, they don't get a chance to defend themselves or explain anything. And there's almost no need for actual evidence. It's just somebody saying, I think that person is a danger. All right, take his guns away. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, a lot of people have been wondering what's going on with this Vaccine Safety Commission. We're not hearing a whole heck of a lot about it. This was something that Donald Trump was seriously talking about. It is suspected by many that his son, Barron, is a vaccine-damaged child. And Donald Trump got Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a long-standing, well-known critic of the reckless way vaccines are manufactured and sold, to chair this special commission. And we haven't been hearing anything. Well, it turns out there's a media blackout going on, and it was confirmed because Tucker Carlson had Robert Kennedy Jr. on his show last night to discuss the dangers of vaccine. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, "This is the second show in 10 years that's allowed me to talk about this." The other one was Bill Maher, which doesn't take advertising. And so basically that's a signal that the vaccine industry, which spends huge amounts of money advertising their products, the pharmaceutical corporations, have sent the word out. You will not report on this at all. And the corporate media is saying, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And that's why we're not hearing anything. It isn't that Robert Kennedy isn't trying to do the job. It's that no matter what he does and what he comes up with, you'll have to come to the independent media to find out about it. Now, here's a bizarre story. This is from Your Newswire. Apparently, Bill Gates got a meeting with President Trump and pitched scrapping the plan for the Vaccine Safety Commission. And Gates said, I've already looked at this. These are miracle drugs, and they've done great things. And when we get new ones, we can do it a lot, and they're completely safe. Bill Gates is saying that he's looked at it and it's completely safe. Of course, Bill Gates thought Windows Vista was going to be a good thing as well. But Gates is a big supporter of vaccines. He believes they should be used to control world population. And I imagine a considerable part of his fortune is invested in these companies. And that is going to bias his point of view. Apparently, there are bills being passed in states right now that are going to call for mandatory vaccination for adults by the year 2020. They're not making enough money shoving 50 needles into our kids. Now they want to do it to the grown-ups as well. And they are not safe. Now, here's another reason to avoid prescription antidepressants. This is a story coming out of Natural News. Apparently, pregnant women who take prescription antidepressants have an 81% higher chance of having an autistic child. And it's another reminder, autism isn't a naturally occurring disease. It's chemical damage on children. And fetuses in the wombs are very delicate. Very young children are delicate. It isn't until they're 3-4 years old that the myelin sheaths are able to protect the brain. Before that, they're wide open to damaging chemicals. And that's, of course, when they start shoving the vaccines at them. So let's talk about computers a little bit. Everyone's been talking about Facebook's fake news filter. And apparently, it is not working out quite the way they want, because apparently a lot of corporate news sites are saying that the fake news filter is killing their traffic. Well, that may be because people are looking at what's coming out of the corporate media and saying, yeah, that's obviously fake news. I'm still looking at that video of Dianne Feinstein a few days ago, giving a presentation. She's talking about Assad gassing his own people, and the entire audience erupts in laughter. And they're booing her and calling her names, and she's up there trying to say, let's take the bad name calling out of this thing. Stop lying to us. There is no requirement in the Constitution that obligates ordinary citizens to believe anything the government says. The burden of proof has to be on the government to show that what they are claiming is in fact reality, especially after all the times we've caught them lying. The prudent assumption now is it's just going to be more lies. They certainly can't back up and say, all right, you caught us, we lied about all these other things, but we promise we'll be truthful moving forward. Apparently, location tracking Android spyware has been found in the Google Play Store. And apparently, Zscaler, which is a security researcher, has the SMS Vova Android spyware. And it poses as a system update in the Play Store and was downloaded between 1 million and 5 million times since it first appeared in 2014. And the app claims to give users access to the latest Android system updates, but it's actually malware designed to compromise the victim's smartphone and provide the user's exact location in real time to who knows who's putting this out there. Who needs to know where people are going moment to moment to moment to moment? Well, obviously, the government thinks that they need to have that information. But it could also be a burglary ring. Because if a burglar has hacked your smartphone so that they know where you are at any moment of the day, then they're going to know when you are not at home, able to protect your property. And nobody's doing anything about all this cybercrime, regular crime going on. Which is why I'm having to say that in Robert Kennedy's war on organized crime has clearly won. And they're now running this country. And I will not accept that. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in Tokyo. Ohayou gozaimasu. O genki desu ka? What's on your mind today?
Oh, genki desu. You know, Mike, to buy a new cell phone, you should check out AliExpress. I remember you mentioning you had an iPhone 5 before. I used to have that. Terrible phone, and you won't believe the kind of phones you can... I have an Android now, and really great, and I think if you look at AliExpress, you'd be amazed at the specs you could find on phones for like $150.
Before we go any further here, I mean, you know, the last time we re-upped our phones, I got Claire an Android because it had the larger screen, and at least the way it's implemented by AT&T, the user interface is garbage, and it's non-intuitive. It's very, very difficult for her to use. And so when we re-up our phones again, we're going to get her back on an iPhone, no matter how much we have to pay for the one with the big screen, because the iPhone for me is clearly the superior system, which makes a lot of sense because iPhone was first and everybody else is jumping on board with software and operating systems that are trying to replicate the functionality without violating Apple's patents. And that's why you get a very complicated interface because they're trying to avoid the look and feel lawsuits.
If you get an Android 6 or 7, you'll find the interface is amazing, and I find it even better than iOS. Also, about Connie Chung, her career didn't end with Oklahoma. She became like a super famous newscaster and got married to Maury Povich.
Well, he was able to help her get her career back, but there was an interval of time after Oklahoma City where she wasn't able to find any work. And yes, she did get her career back, but it was very obvious what was happening. And finally, before we leave the iPhone situation, I put up an article. As you know, I got a Raspberry Pi, and I'm absolutely in love with it. And apparently one of the things you can do with it is build your own smartphone, which I think is really cool. I may actually try and do that. Obviously, TSA is going to wonder what the heck it is when you try and board a plane with it, because it doesn't look like anything they've seen in a store. But it would be a smartphone where you know that there is no spyware on it, courtesy of the manufacturer. And if you'll remember, about a month ago, there was a big stink where it was being discovered that smartphones were already loaded with malware at the point of sale. And everybody was saying, how the heck does this happen?
Yep. Hey, I want to just talk quickly about an idea that I had. You know, recently, Syria, they moved a lot of their planes, they say, next to Russian bases. I don't think they just build a runway and go right next to them. They're in the Russian bases.
Yes.
And I think, you know, like, one way to prevent war and guarantee world peace is, for example, with Iran, I think that's a very good idea. You put Russians in the Iranian bases, you know, with some of their planes or whatever, and nobody's going to attack them. I mean, I do not believe that Israel now is going to attack, you know, Syrian planes parked on a Russian base. And I think, you know, if this goes, like, all over the world, I really think it would be a safer world if other countries started doing that.
Well, it sounds good in theory, but my understanding is that there were Russian nationals killed at the Syrian airbase from Trump's cruise missile attack. Putin just chose not to escalate the situation over that. So I don't know how well that's going to work. We're dealing with a government that is just obviously dead set on cranking up the war. We're already in World War III. We might as well admit it. And they're just attacking everybody. And you have to wonder, at some point, they're going to start running out of men, material, and so forth. And it just seems insane that they're doing this. It doesn't serve any real purpose for anybody but the bankers. The bankers love the wars. And I think it's ridiculous for us to let bankers slaughter so many people, theirs and ours, just so they can get us back into the debt slave thing.
It's certainly an economic war. And, Mike, I hope you and Claire have a great weekend, and nice hearing your voice again. And you take care, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to get back here to the science and health stuff. Story out of the Daily Mail. Okay, we've been warning you for a long time, stay away from artificial sweeteners, especially aspartame, which was actually, before it was approved for use as an artificial sweetener, was classed as a neurotoxin and a biological weapon. But apparently a group of scientists from Boston University have found out that artificial sweeteners, including aspartame and saccharin, may be affecting the blood vessels of the brain, triggering strokes and dementia. And they've actually got a number. If you are a regular consumer of diet drinks, it triples your risk of stroke and dementia. And they're not saying go on out and drink sugary soft drinks, because we know sugar's got its own issues. But those artificial sweeteners, those artificial chemicals, they continue to be demonstrated to actually be harmful. No matter how much corporate media tells you, oh, this is good, it's safe, we promise it's going to be okay, and then we find out, no, it isn't. And again, a really worthwhile exercise is to actually watch some of these very expensively produced commercials for prescription medication to get you to go to your doctor and say, oh, I want this, I saw it on TV, and just listen at the end at that very rapid voice going down what these medications can actually do to you. And then pay attention to all these commercials coming on saying, if you took this drug, you may be entitled to a cash settlement for all of the bad things it did to you. It's just a giant money machine coming and going, and your health and safety is simply no longer a factor to the ruling class. All they care about is how much money they can get out of you, how many new soldiers and workers you will breed for them. And after that, they're not concerned. Now, the Telegraph is reporting that snow and storms will strike Britain with low temperatures lasting for weeks in the run-up to May, which is supposed to be firmly in spring. Temperatures are plummeting and will remain unseasonably low until the middle of May. The Met Office is predicting heavy and wintry showers and widespread overnight frosts. Now, a winter weather advisory has been issued for the Little Belt Mountains area and Kings Hill Pass. That's here in the U.S. They're going to be getting snow. Another story we have, this is out of KRGE.com. Unusually large swarm of icebergs drifts into the shipping lanes. And, of course, that proves there's global warming. No, actually what it proves is more ice is being generated on the Arctic ice caps. And that leads to more calving of icebergs. Amazing here. Now, a while back, one of the carbon Nazis came out with a really dumb claim. They said they were noticing that up in Canada, polar bears were starting to breed with grizzly bears. And they said it's another artifact of human-caused global warming. The boy polar bears can't find girl polar bears because the ice has melted and they can't meet. Actually, polar bears can swim. But apparently there's now a new study saying that actually polar bears and grizzly bears have been crossbreeding for a very, very long time. It's not a new phenomenon, and it has nothing to do with human-caused global warming. Now then, somebody has finally, after all this time, tallied up the cost of the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. And that disaster did a total of $17.2 billion in damage to natural resources, the local fishing industry, local tourism. And it was huge. And nobody has gone to jail for that. Nobody has gone to jail for that. I'm looking at a translation of Marine Le Pen's latest speech. It's a wonderful quote. Until when are we going to have to continue to cry for our police and suffer with their families? So she's taking advantage of this terrible tragedy where this ISIS terrorist, who we're now being told fought in Syria and trained in Israel, shot the police officers. So Romania is now going to buy Patriot missiles from the United States to boost their defenses. And Google is now kicking off a $100 million project in predictive medicine. And they're seeking 10,000 volunteers for very invasive screening. Thank you. I think I'm going to pass on that one here. Another research program has shown, once again, psychedelic substances do raise your consciousness level. But that's a threat to the coffee industry. If you want your consciousness raised, you get a good cup of Starbucks. So, all right, we're coming up here in a commercial break. We'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let me push the volume up here just a little bit. Now that they have a full bench, the Supreme Court is getting back to business. And this week, the Supreme Court ruled that Colorado has no right to keep fines, fees, court costs, and restitution it extracts from criminal defendants whose convictions are later reversed. Apparently, Colorado took the position that once they were convicted, Colorado would get the money, and if the conviction was overturned, they should just be happy they're being set free. And the Supreme Court said, no, it violates the 14th Amendment's guarantee of due process, and all monies seized have to be returned to the defendants after the conviction is reversed. This is going to have a huge impact when you look at all the convictions that are being reversed on the basis of those faked lab results. But there's another issue here. Doesn't the 14th Amendment's guarantee of due process come to bear on civil forfeiture, where the police are taking money and property away from people who have not even been convicted of a crime? I think it's time the Supreme Court took a look at that one. All right. Moving on here. There was a massive power outage in San Francisco. And it was rather interesting. It shut down the BART trains. It was really huge. Apparently a substation caught on fire. And they're still not sure if the outage caused the fire or the fire caused the outage. And I'm waiting for somebody to come on out and say that this was a sneak attack by North Korea. They bombed the power substation and blacked out. Or North Korea used their EMP weapon. It was an EMP weapon test. But at this point, anything bad that happens is going to be blamed on North Korea, Iran, Syria, Russia, China, Sudan, Somalia, everybody else who's on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list, no matter what goes on. It's just going to happen. All right. Oh, my goodness. Little announcement here. John Steadmiller on his show, which follows my show, in his first hour, he's going to have Gerald Celente on the first hour. Boy, that's going to be worth tuning into. That is going to be worth tuning into. Now, a lot of people have been talking about colony collapse disorder and the honeybees. And it's a big problem because, obviously, natural pollinators, if they go away, then we are all going to be forced to be dependent on pre-pollinated GMO seeds from companies like Monsanto, and maybe getting rid of the natural pollinators was part of their business plan all along. I wouldn't put it past them. And we know from articles in Nature magazine, GMO pollen is harmful to beneficial insects. The Nature article was specifically talking about the monarchs, which suffered a major decline. They're starting to come on back. But they said it was the GMO pollen that was killing them off. But over in Arizona, in Tucson, apparently 50,000 bees have built a 9-foot-tall hive there. So maybe the honeybees are going to come back. Maybe they've evolved to tolerate the GMO. That sounds like a good idea. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we're going to be back with the lovely Lady Claire.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.